Hey, Adam, Kel, can you hear each other?
Hello, hello.
Hey, how are you?
This is Kel calling from Helsinki, Finland.
Hi.
Do you remember
hello,
any?
How are you?
Do you remember any Finnish words? You've spent some time here in the past.
I'm trying to remember. Vittu.
Oh.
I don't remember.
Well, that's the most essential one. That will get you really, really far. How are you doing?
You're home. To know.
Yeah, you're home in LA, and we're going through, you know, strange times everywhere in the world. And same in Helsinki, same in LA. How are you doing? You know, with this whole situation.
It's strange for sure. You know, I hope that that by taking all these steps of stepping inside, that we really do slow it down. Though, I mean, I think that's the point. Makes sense to me.
Have you been staying just strictly home, or you know, could you, you know, resist from not going anywhere?
I went to the grocery store.
Well, that's pretty essential. You need that.
So other than that, I've been staying home.
Okay.
Say it again?
You know, I mean, that's pretty essential. Yeah, I was just saying that going to the grocery store, that's, you know, you...
Yeah. It is. And I went in with, like, gloves and a mask and...
Okay.
It's very serious.
Yeah. But I've been thinking about this a lot because, of course, it's such a big thing. And I've been thinking, you know, despite all the negative thing and the terrible things these things will bring, it might be good, for instance, for creativity. Have you already noticed, Adam, anything like when it comes to creativity during the past days or week, that have you gotten like new ideas for something?
I did get creative the other day around my house. I started like reorganizing and rearranging and like, you know, moving furniture around, and I did that. I realized that that's because we're going to be, that it has to kind of feel right, you know?
Mm.
And then I actually got some equipment to start being able to maybe record vocals here at home. So hopefully that'll lead to some magic.
Okay, have you started any new hobbies, or like found any new movies or artists to listen to?
I've definitely been watching a lot of television. You name it, I'm watching it. If there's something new, I'm going to watch it, cuz I ran out of things to watch. So
well, yeah.
I'm watching everything.
You and everyone, I think. This will give a good edge to like old classics, like, you know, because people keep watching like brand new Netflix series, but perhaps people will discover like some old classics from the 90s or something like that.
Totally. Mm. I mean, there's so much out there. I have two housemates here, and I was saying that we needed to do like a movie marathon night of like black and white movies, and you know,
that's a really great idea. Speaking of your new album that is just out, I mean, I would imagine that this would be a perfect album, you know, upon its release. You know, it was released last Friday. It would have been a perfect album to just, you know, just go out with your friends to, you know, listen to the car on the way to the club or on a bar, or just, you know, have a house party. Somebody described it to me as the perfect house party album. But now that's not really possible at the moment.
Well, you could have a virtual house party, you know.
Okay. You're like, what would be the perfect situation, you know, when it comes to this situation that's going on right now? What would be the perfect, you know, moment to listen to Velvet?
Well, you could FaceTime a bunch of friends at once, and then you could all put it on and, you know, just tell yourself that you're doing a drinking game with Velvet. And every time you hear Adam sing the word love, you take a shot.
Do you have any idea how many loves there are on the album?
Because I think if I was going to try to measure by the end of the album, I would probably be too drunk to realize.
Yeah, I would guess, I haven't counted the loves, but I would guess you would be pretty hammered in the end.
Yeah. So that's a house party idea, right?
Okay, that's a great one, actually. A Velvet drinking game.
Yeah.
What did you do yourself? I mean, it's your first solo album in 5 years. What did you do upon its release? Like, did you FaceTime some friends, or what did you do yourself when it was out there?
Celebrated. My housemates here. I made some calls. People were, a lot of friends were emailing me and texting me and saying how much they loved it. And you know, ultimately, that's the best reward is hearing from your friends, your family, and your fans that they like your work. You know, and I've gotten a lot of really good positive feedback about this project, and that makes me really happy.
And I noticed, because I do a new music show 2 hours every day, every weekday. And during these like struggling times that we, you know, the whole planet is suffering from, I really noted that people need like a good energy, upbeat, good vibes music. You know, every time I play like a slow electronic song or like a ballad, people are like, no, we need something good, something positive. So would you agree that the world needs an album like this more than ever right now?
Yeah, I mean, it is it's a time where people are going to want to escape a little bit and distract themselves, I think. Putting on stuff with joy is what people are going to want. And music has the most amazing way of sort of transforming energy, in certain situations. And music really is medicine that way.
Is there anything certain you yourself have been listening to, you know, since spending a lot of time at home the past days?
I've been listening to, I go back to like a lot of classics. Like the first morning I woke up after they had made like the big announcements about, you know, the more dramatic measures to stay inside, I was a bit anxious the next morning, reading the headlines and feeling a little bit, you know, a little uncertain. And I stopped and I put on a Bob Marley record, and I took a shower and I felt better. I was like, oh, you know what? Everything's going to be fine.
Yeah, I mean, I bet that works really well. You know, music really takes you places, and sometimes we need like a small escape, as you said right now. But it's been 5 years since your previous album. You've been, of course, busy with Queen. You know, you haven't been lazy at all. But still, 5 years since your previous own solo album. How much during these 5 years have your ideas changed regarding the album that is out? I mean, now you can't change anything. It's out. Velvet is out. But how much, you know, have your own ideas changed during these past 4 or 5 years when you've been thinking about this album?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because it took a bit of time to sort of realize where I wanted to go with the music. So the first, I think probably through that first year of writing, it was a lot of experimentation. I was really enjoying just seeing where the writing sessions would take us, you know what I mean, without steering too hard. And then once I started, I think once I worked with Tommy English and had Superpower and Loverboy finished, that's when I was able to kind of see the shape that I wanted the rest of the album to take. And I would play those songs for the rest of the producers and writers I was working with and play some old stuff, and it really started to kind of come together at that point, and I understood this sort of this intersection between classic rock and funk and pop, where that could kind of lead me to, you know?
So those two songs, Superpower and Loverboy, were like key songs, and it kind of made you open your eyes.
Yeah, they really were. I mean, the sound of those two songs to me was very, it made a lot of sense. And once I played those for the other producers, everything clicked. Like, people would be like, okay, I got it. I got which way you want to go with this thing, you know?
I'm really curious to know, because, like, I mean, you have your own career. You released your new album now. Of course, people know you also, you know, from your work with Queen the past years. And it's been, I went to see your Helsinki show and it was absolutely amazing. And you know...
Well, thank you.
How does that affect your own body of work when you perform, you know, night after night, these super iconic songs that everyone knows, the songs that are bigger than life itself. How did you know, performing that, and I know you've been a fan of those songs also your entire life, but how does that affect your own work, you know, performing the Queen songs night after night and putting up like these gigantic shows?
You know, I think that singing those incredible songs has helped me grow as a musician and as a vocalist, and also as a songwriter. I mean, I think I'm able to sort of recognize in these songs that Queen have cracked the code. You know, they figured out what the human spirit responds to, and they created anthems that everybody wants to sing along with. And I think like that's brilliant. That's great pop. You know.
Mm.
And I, you know, just singing those songs, you recognize how powerful they are and why they're powerful. So I think that's really helped me, like, educationally. And also being with Brian and Roger has been really transformative for me. You know, they're lovely men, and they're very wise, and they have great stories, and it's become a real family for us. So it's given me like a sense of pride to sing with them. You know, it helps my confidence as well. It makes me feel very, it gives me a sense of accomplishment, you know what I mean, in my career. And I really, really appreciate that.
Yeah, and I was just about to ask, you know, because like Brian and Roger has written like such iconic songs, and now you're like like family with them. Have you been like playing songs from Velvet, for instance, for them, you know, when they have been demos or in a pre-production stage or something like that?
Yeah, I have over the years. Yeah, and they've been very supportive, and the suggestions that they'll throw out are like genius. Like a little suggestion here or there for these early demos, and I'd be like, good idea. You know, like just arrangement ideas or lyrics, or you know, just like little helpful critiques, you know, and they're very, very constructive. So that's been helpful.
Mm. When it comes to the show, I mean, I saw your arena show. You were twice in Finland. I saw your arena show, and it was absolutely amazing. And now, hopefully, you know, you won't have to cancel the European tour late summer, early autumn. But you have a show booked for Helsinki, Finland. And you know, the show that you have done with Queen, I mean, the show has changed a bit also, but like, has the visual show and everything like that inspired the production that we will see on stage now with the Adam Lambert tour?
Actually, I'm going to be working with the same designers that designed the Queen stage. So we're going to be, it's a bit more of an intimate approach, not quite as huge as the Queen show, but I definitely want the audience to kind of feel like they're like transported, you know, that it's like a different world.
Do you ever have, I mean, you're so busy working yourself, both with your own career and with Queen from time to time. Do you ever have the time or chance to go to shows? Because I know you're a big fan of music as well.
Yeah, when I'm home and I know about a show, I do go. I mean, I went to a Tame Impala concert a couple weeks ago before everything went into lockdown. That was really wonderful. I enjoyed that a lot. I love going out to see live music. Absolutely.
And we love seeing Adam Lambert, and we hope that, you know, there will be no more cancellations and that this whole hysteria will be over, and that, you know, we hope that you will stay healthy, and hope that you will be on the stage in Helsinki in September.
Likewise. I hope that everything will be back on track by then.
Be safe, Adam. It was so nice talking to you, and hope to see you in September. And my friend wanted to say hi because she has a cat that's name is Adam Lambert. It's not Adam or Lambert.
That's
it's Adam. It's Adam Lambert, and it's really it's a really energetic, you know, crazy cat, and its name is Adam Lambert.
Well, I would hope so. Tell her that. I say meow.
I will. Have a good day, Adam, and hope to see you soon. Take care.
Thank you so much.